You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
They say, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. Have you heard that? But what if you're passionate about something that doesn't seem necessarily spiritual? God places desires in our hearts for a reason, and when passion meets purpose, work becomes more than just a job, it becomes a ministry. So let's talk about the intersection of passion and purpose, and do engage with us as well as we have this conversation on +27734703520. Dr. Phineas Motsi joins us for the conversation. My pastor, good morning once again. Welcome to the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning, Bomi. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us.
Can we pray?
Yes, please pray for us, Pastor.
Thank you. Father in heaven, we are thankful that you have taken us up this far again this morning. We are thankful for the opportunity that your word can have an influence in our lives, preparing us for the salvation that the sacrifice of Jesus has bought for each one of us. Mm. Be with us throughout this discussion. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. Let's start here. How can personal passions and talents align with God's purpose for our careers?
Thank you very much. let's begin by reviewing what we said yesterday. I did mention that our lives, my life is one. The problem that we face several times is when I try to subdivide my life and dualize it to say this is the time for God, this is the time for my secular life. Mm. And if we do that, that's when we misfire. So my passion and God's plan should be one and the same thing, because it is the same God who has put passion in me. So if God is directing me, then I should have holy passions that go according to the principles that God has set. Let me begin by referring to Exodus 20, verse 8. I'll read up to verse 9. God says, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Mm. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work. God says, in 6 days you are laboring. And you notice that all the days of the week, God is talking about them. So if God is talking about me laboring throughout the 6 days, it means it is his command that I should be working. And whatever I am doing, God has not specified whether I will be building or I'll be doing farming or I'll be doing hotel and catering work or I'll be doing broadcasting work. But whatever work I am doing, I must be laboring. That means I must be putting myself completely there and working and realizing that the health I'm using, the intelligence I'm using that is directing me, and the provisions of that job or that work, it is all by God's providence. Mm. So I'll be working throughout the day, still knowing that I'm doing God's work. And if I miss that, then I have lost it. God has created people with talents. He is the one who gives the talents. And those talents are given so that when we work, we use the same talents, but all for God's glory. This is why Paul will say, whatever you do, do it to the glory of God. So whatever I do, even if it means I'm laughing, even if I'm drinking, I'm doing whatever I'm doing, everything should be the glory of God. So if I have a passion for a certain job and I am God's child, my passion should be directed by the Spirit, the Holy Spirit of God, so that it doesn't misalign. We will always have an alignment with God's purpose. The other major problem is that now we are living after the introduction of sin into the world. Mm-hmm. So we have misguided passions. We have misguided passions because of the sinful nature, which, if not led by the Spirit and by the Word of God, I can have a passion for wrong things.
Yeah.
Some people will talk about talents. Let's take an example of someone who might be doing boxing or something like that.
All right.
And they say, it is my God-given talent.
Right.
But when you see the brutality that is there in such things, and wrestling or something like that, God gave you talents. He gave you the skill, the dexterity of your muscles, but he did not give you for brutality.
Mm.
So your passion, your muscles must be directed by God's purpose, which is to serve others, to serve yourself, to minister to people's needs.
Mm.
So that's how I see it.
Mm. Very interesting. So what if your dream job then doesn't seem to serve God directly? Can that still be a part of his plan? So we're not talking like the example you used of boxing, but maybe something else, maybe in the financial sector or, you know, things like that. So I'm not necessarily working in the church or for the church. Can I still be a part of God's plan, even if I'm not directly working for any particular ministry?
Yes. Also, people have a misunderstanding to say that if, say, a person is a minister of religion like myself,
mm-hmm.
or if someone is a literature evangelism or something like that, then they say one is serving God, but the other people are not serving God.
Mm.
Whichever work, take an example of a person who is designing a car. A car, just a car. He's an engineer in the workshop. He designs a good engine. He designs this and that. How does the car save? The car is there to lighten people's burdens. And so that person is still serving God because a car is for service. Someone was saying, of all inventions, it seems like the car saves everyone, even a person who doesn't have a car, a person who has not ridden a car, because the clothes they are wearing, the food they are eating, a car somewhere has transported that.
Sure.
So a person who is designing a car is designing a car to save God's people that he created. A person who is designing a shirt is designing a shirt to dress everyone. So when we look at such people in the clothing industry, we seem to think that they are not ministering, they are not serving. But when you design clothes, when you design a tool that should be used, design something that when people are using, it is used perfectly well to assist people. So all work is an expression of God's love to lighten people's burdens.
I love that. That's powerful. How do you balance financial stability with pursuing your God-given purpose? Because sometimes that can be the challenge.
Yes. when we do jobs, when we work, a job is the work that you do for money. You are employed, something like that. The major objective is when you are working, you want to get to earn a living. But as you earn a living with God directing you, so that your major purpose is not money, while you have to get money to give to your family, to supply your needs, and so forth. Let not money be the first thing which you will say, As long as I get money, don't you have to worry about the means that I use to get the money.
Right.
You should do everything within the fear of the Lord so that if you are getting money, you are working for your money, you can change jobs to say, this job is not giving me enough money, I have these needs, that's fine, I need school fees, I need this and that. But the major purpose is the question, is God in it? Is God in it?
Mm.
And when God is in it, then your decisions will be spirit guided.
Right, right. I like that. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, what are some signs, Pastor, that you are on the right career path according to God's will? How can you know that you're on the right path?
As I have said, all work, you can be on the right path. Maybe, like I said, that when a person looks for a job, the people who have created jobs are not all God-fearing. So you have to make a choice. If I get employed here, is this job not going to interfere with what I am doing? For example, when I was young, I chose teaching. It's not the best that one could choose, as it were, in such a way that you will notice that sometimes while we compare jobs, we compare them because of those people who will be in control over the jobs so that they may disturb your faith. I chose teaching for two major reasons why I chose teaching. I thought teaching, according to the situation in this country, we would have holidays.
Mm-hmm.
About a month.
Yeah.
After each term, we had three terms. In Zimbabwe, we have three terms. So I looked at that and I said, if I get a job like a teacher, I will have holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second reason, I said, if I'm a teacher, it won't disturb my worship time.
Yeah.
It won't disturb my Sabbath observance. During weekends, I'm not working.
Mm-hmm.
And so it will not disturb me. So that's how each person, if they are God-fearing, if they have enough and correct information, they will choose a career according to career guidance or career choices will be guided by your beliefs, by your faith in God, and by your belief that God demands more from you than you yourself.
Right, right. That's beautiful.
Yes.
Now, how can prayer and Bible study help to clarify your career direction?
Yes, Bible study, the Bible is the light. As we study the Bible,
yes,
it says it is the light, it guides my feet, it guides my decision, and so on. You will notice that to say this person is this like this, their character, it is based on how they think, and how they think will dictate how they behave, and it is determining their character. So if you feed your mind with the word of God, then the Bible will direct you in terms of your faithfulness, even at work, your engagement, the way you converse with people, your obedience, your honesty, your integrity, and how you influence others as you work. All is guided by the word of God. And so when you pray also, prayer means that you are dependent on God. When you pray, you are saying, I cannot do without God. So you are talking to God, seeking that God protects you, seeking that God guides you. And so prayer and Bible study are practices that none of us should neglect, because the Bible is called the bread of life. We cannot live without that bread of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Powerful, powerful. My pastor, thank you so much for another beautiful conversation on finding God's purpose in our careers and, just talking about our passions and our desires, just a reminder that because of sin, we cannot rely completely on what our passions are, because we can be led astray, but that God is always there to direct us, to redirect us into where he wants us to go. And the fact that we can still we can still fulfill his purpose for us in jobs that might not be traditionally referred to as a quote unquote Christian or like serving the church directly, but we can still serve God in the different spheres that he has us in. Thank you so much for that. And would you close for us in prayer before we wrap up?
Thank you. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we are thankful once more for your guidance during this discussion. Whatever has been left out because of our human weakness, we want to pray that the Holy Spirit shows us and strengthens whatever we have discussed. And we continue to pray that you guide us throughout this week as we go through this program. You are God and we are your people. We desire to be saved according to your plan. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor. We'll connect again tomorrow, same time.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.